Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's the MFers.
You broke my heart. You know that, man. You broke my heart.
I knew it was
it's
you.
Broken. I knew it was you. I'm not going to kiss you because gross.
Filling in for the MFers, it's Mutt.
Go to the Crack Shack. Tell them Mutt sent you.
One crack.
A crack rock. Is that enough?
It's Andy Hart.
Interruptus Maximus.
The hits just keep coming as new Tom Brady got his new Super Bowl ring.
He said, you know what ring's my favorite one? The next one.
How did the Yankees do against the Sox? Take it away, Eck.
This is pathetic is what it is.
It's Mutt and Hart.
I don't really care if we have like this piping hot sports knowledge. I'm here to help people.
You're a giver.
Anyway, I tried it.
On WEEI.
Oh, you know who's going to give today and give good?
Uh-oh.
Andy Hart's going to give good.
Whoa, hold on. You will refer to me as Coach Jumbo from here on out.
Coach,
don't call me by my first name.
I'm sorry, Dion. I mean, Dion.
Coach Jumbo.
I mean, Dion again. God, do I love Nick Suss, my new favorite reporter of all time. Yeah, okay, Dion. Coach Jumbo, Coach Hart. We may get to Coach Hart's exploits.
We don't need to go down that road.
Oh, I think we will.
That's a nighttime audience preference.
Coach Jumbo is coming off the boat, folks. He's been on.
Damn
and,
right.
And you got some nice weather for this time.
Finally.
It's been the first time in a month, a nice stretcher of weather here.
Beautiful. Sun's out. Miller lights were out. Guns were out.
You got a little tan going. A little tan. You look good.
Damn right.
Shorter, but you look good. Tan, but
shorter.
I think you're shorter.
Shut the up.
I think you're shorter.
Tyler,
you said that too, right? He's lost some height.
Well, he's a heightist. Screw him.
Well, he's taller than
us. Just because I'm tall doesn't mean I'm a heightist.
You are. You and Foria, you're like his big buddy.
We defend
tall,
each other.
We're tall. We're awesome. You're tall. No, you're so tall. You're the tallest.
You're taller.
You're so cool. Screw you. I look fine.
But you have a tan, though.
I do have a tan.
Tans are always good.
I look better with a tan.
And based on your 8 minutes you sat back there before the show, I'm telling you, he's giving good takes today. He's pent up. He is all pent up. He's got
true.
Blue takes? Can you say it? Nah, it's probably not the blue best
takes?
Way to say it. Instead of like saying you got blue,
oh,
et cetera.
Cajones.
You got take backup. Is that what it is?
I don't know what you're talking about.
You have a lot of things to say today.
I do. Okay, I'm ready.
I'm trying to pump you up.
Okay. I'm ready.
Is that okay
go.
With you?
Whatever you want, I'm here to provide. I carry you at night. I can carry you during the afternoon.
I want to congratulate, first off, the greatest quarterback of all time, Tom Brady. The ring ceremony last night, magnificent. I mean, they did everything right. It's one of the nicest rings I've ever seen in my life. And Tom Brady said something, Garvin. Let's play this off the top. I've never heard Tom say this.
Oh, fresh Tom Brady takes?
So this might be another new Tom Brady take with the new Tom Brady. When have you ever heard Tom use this line about a Super Bowl?
Is this in the 10% of the time when he tells the truth or the 90% of the time when he lies?
I think this is in the
90% of the time when he lies.
I don't think he lies 90%, but this is a fresh one from Tom last night.
They're not so much rings. They're more like trophies that you wear on your finger. This is by far the most incredible ring that's ever been made. This ring tells an incredible story about the 2020 Bucks.
From the beginning, there was one thing that was very clear to us, is that the Glazer family wanted to have the best Super Bowl ring in history.
Mm-hmm.
Darcy had asked that a bunch of the players come over and participate in parts of the design.
On the top of the ring, there are 319 diamonds. And that symbolizes the final score of the Super Bowl, 31-9.
The unique twist is there's a little hidden element to the ring, and when the ring screws off, there's Raymond James Stadium, you know, in the middle. Around the border of the stadium is all the scores in the playoffs, because the most significant thing that we had done was what we did in the playoffs. We went on the road to three opposing stadiums and won. In all of our lives, it's always about winning championships. And that's what One Team, One Cause is all about. We accomplish that as a team. We get to be champions for the rest of our life.
This sucks.
No. Homer doesn't suck. We congratulate Tom Brady on winning in Tampa Bay.
Do we?
I do.
I hope he screws off like his ring. This isn't even the first ring that screws off, I believe.
There are other rings of secret compartments. Now,
yeah,
there was a predecessor recently
that had a screw-off top.
The video is
and
awesome.
And what makes it the best ever?
Well, that's his opinion of it. I mean,
They just call it the best ever.
I think the other guy said it too.
It's the
most
expensive
ring. Well, I think they probably spent the most money per ring on it.
It's the greatest, but it's not the best.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Greenberg. Yep. We appreciate that. Aaron Rodgers has the best ring, and Brady has the greatest ring.
Because it has like 315. Okay, great.
319 diamonds on top.
Which means they're cheap diamonds.
Symbolizing.
Right?
How do you know that? Now you're just saying things. You're not a jeweler.
Because if you tell your fiancé, here's the deal. I could have got a 5-carat singular diamond, but I got a deal on 315 little tiny diamonds in a bag. You can have these. Put them around the ring. Okay, it's great, Tom. Why is he going to say it's the greatest? He's caught up in there.
I don't think he's caught up. I think he's acknowledging that the Bucks.
You know the knife
Bucks
that's in the
out?
Patriots' back? He's
Bob
twisting it.
But I think you say Bob Kraft cheapened out on the rings.
Twisting and twisting the knife. He's about to snap it off so you can't pull it out so you die. Like a shiv in prison.
But so on the ring itself. So we tweeted out a picture earlier. Or yesterday, Tyler tweeted this out when the ring ceremony happened.
Personally.
See, I like the ring. And I think you mocked this before, but the Raymond James, like the gold stadium with the scores of the four games around, it's badass.
Until you lose the top, until it falls off. Remember when Tully Bantakane left his whole ring in the bathroom at Provident Place Mall? Well, what happens when you're in the bathroom and you get out and you're like, oh, crap, where's the top of the ring? Gone.
You think Tom's
you
wearing
modular
the rings
pieces?
Allowed anywhere
things
besides
that move
like,
around usually fall apart, right? Modular things. Oh
with
a kid, modular this, modular
with
that,
kids,
it breaks.
He's an adult, though. As a kid, you're worried about giving your kids stuff like that because they will definitely break it.
And anything you open and close, eventually loosens, right? It's not quite as tight as it once was.
Talking about the ring.
I don't know what you're looking at.
You think he's like a kid, like opening it every time he shows somebody?
Yeah, and then all of a sudden it's a little loose and it dangles and boom, gone. All your diamonds are gone and all you're looking at is Raymond James Stadium.
He was ugly. Tom was fired up last night at this awesome ring ceremony. More from Tom Brady.
And I've been very fortunate to be a part of championship teams, and this one's one of them. This is a championship team.
Obviously.
He said, you know what ring's my favorite one? My favorite ring is the next one.
Boom. Fresh, original line from Tom.
Let's go.
What an awful week for Patriot fans. Awful week. Acknowledges 2 more years at the Guerrero, goes to the White House and makes funny jokes, rips Belichick for not being really a mentor bringing him back, and now this. All-time bad week as a Patriots fan.
He's laughing
his way to another Super Bowl next year.
He is like a mayonnaise sandwich you left on your dashboard in 100-degree heat. Blech, just vomit-inducing.
What is vomit-inducing about that? Because the guy's celebrating a win?
First of all, the first part of that line is terrible. I've been lucky enough to be on other championship teams, and this is a championship team. We watched the Super Bowl. You won. You got a trophy.
A little redundant.
You didn't need to tell us. Like, he's terrible. He's like the worst WWE interview ever. He would need a hype
Gronk
man.
Might be the actual
He
worst.
Would need a hype man if he were a wrestler. Because when he speaks, it's not entertaining.
It's
not
gonna
good.
It's going to be epic, man.
Yeah, he would too, but that's a different story.
He might be worse than Brady.
And then, oh, the next one. Great. Never heard that before. So creative. Only heard that
It hurts when your team doesn't
years.
Win. When he said it here, you never said bupkis. And now he goes to Tampa.
Oh,
he
nauseated
celebrates.
Me for the second half of his tenure in New England.
Nauseating. It wasn't until your best friend, Bill, decided he wasn't going
to
be the quarterback
Coach
anymore.
Coach Belichick to you.
I'm sorry. You're right. Coach Belichick. Bailed on Brady is where you really did turn. You
really.
Took a heel
I turned
turn
it
big
on
time
him
on
long
Tom.
Before that. When he aligned himself with Alex Guerrero and the TB12 and just beat us over the head with the promotional nonsense that's gone on for however long that's been.
But when you win, you get to do that. You get to, if you're LeBron,
like
you get to make space.
Jam.
You're Jordan, you get to
have I'll give you a question.
Speakers.
Who's a more likable champion this week? Giannis or Tom Brady?
Well, it's different.
Answer the question, jerk.
Next question.
I'm finding Brady more likable because he's dunking on Belichick at every turn, and I respect that.
Well, you're an idiot then, because Giannis
I don't even agree with
Giannis.
You.
I dislike Giannis. I hate watching him on the court, and he's the far more likable champion this week. He's doing little videos where he's like, excuse me, ma'am, could I put you on video here? There's 100,000 people watching. Can I get a half Sprite, half lemonade? And 50, not 49,
half diet
not
lemonade.
51, whatever it was. He is very likable, correct?
So
with
is,
his trophies
so is
and everything.
Brady. Okay, if you would ask this question after Brady was throwing the trophy around, there would be no even doubt it would be Brady.
100% he was
Brady.
More likable that day.
Where are people going to put their discretionary income?
Into the TB12 method. Yes. I need overpriced protein and rollers that vibrate when I lay on.
Well, you know
them.
What he debuted Wednesday?
What?
TB12 Sleep.
Yeah,
on the
I
same day
that.
He made a Sleepy Joe joke, TB12 Sleep is out.
Yeah, it's so nauseating.
So you're part of this group, and we got a crazy response. Tyler tweeted this out. Maybe you should retweet it. People can see it right now, Tyler. At OMF on WEEI. Just the picture of he and the unvaccinated Lenny Fournette. Sitting there with their two big rings.
Well, one looks like, big, one looks little, but I think it's just totally depth perception.
I don't think Tom picked, as you said.
You got the ladies' ring.
The ladies' ring. I think it's just the different depth perception,
okay.
Andy, on the rings. But that elicited like a complete, like almost like a 50-50 reaction in my mentions, Tyler. It was like, half the people love it like I do because he's dunking on Bill and I won again and Bill didn't want him. The other half are just like Andy. I'm sick of this guy. Go away. Get out of my face. The new Tom Brady is eliciting extreme responses on both sides of the aisle.
It's a polarizing topic.
Yeah, a lot of puking emojis were in the mentions. And,
those are the Fitzy retweets. Yep,
correct.
I saw those. Yep.
A lot of people were saying, well, fine, what's the big deal? He moved on, and so have I.
Well, did he move on? Did he have to say that this was the best ring?
No, he also didn't have to short shrift Belichick when it came to mentors. We should get
and
that.
And these are not mistakes. Let's make sure we're clear. These little times that we read barbs into things,
no.
They are barbs.
I agree.
They are shots.
Yes.
He is a smart, packaged, articulate guy. When he wants to say something, he says it. When he doesn't, he avoids it. And he has not avoided taking shots at the Patriots, Belichick, rings, everything that the weather in New England, everything that duck nice. Boat,
the weather,
there were everything.
Duck boats before, but it was freezing cold. There was nothing like this.
See,
those
are not accidents.
There,
those are
day
not
drinking.
Well, when you drink, you're more honest. That's the way it works.
That's I found
he is
to be
honestly
the
most fraudulent athlete of all time.
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is.
Okay, that's a ridiculous comment.
Why?
That could be the entire show if you want to do that, because you're completely
I think
wrong.
There's like three other candidates. I'd put Tiger up there.
Oh, Mount Rushmore?
Ooh, let's do Mount Rushmore.
We will not do Mount Rushmore.
It's late July here at OMF vacation week. Mount Rushmore fraud athletes.
I've heard enough mail-in radio shows today. We're not mailing this show in today.
Damn right
617-779-7937 is the phone number. Are you with or against the new Tom Brady, and specifically the sound that Andy Hart heard yesterday drove him crazy. You'll hear it next year. Hart and Mutt in for the boys OMF.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
They know who they are. I mean, they know that the teams
know. You think they know?
Yeah, the teams know who we're probably interested in. Yeah, I mean, it's fine. I mean, everyone's got a choice to choose. You know, I think what you realize is that there's not as many smart people as you think. You know, it's just the reality. I think it'd be a no-brainer if you said, you know, hey, you got a chance to get Wayne Gretzky on your team, or you get a chance to have Michael Jordan on your team. Oh, we don't need him. You know, no thanks. We're good. You know, I'm kind of thinking, okay, well, let me go show those teams what they're missing. And at the same time, let me go prove to the team that did bet on me and the team that really showed that they really wanted me and committed to me that I'm not going to let them down.
Well, we have so much to get to today. Mutt and Andy Hart hanging out for the boys. We'll get to all your phone calls throughout the course of the afternoon, 617-779-7937. We are starting with Tom Brady. This is not going to be an all-day Tom Brady show. I want to get to a bigger picture Patriots topic at the bottom of the hour at 2:30. We have the worst trade proposal in the history of sports on our website today we have to get to. The Red Hot Red Sox, the COVID vaccine, the Cleveland baseball team's new name. So a very busy show here today, but I wanted to start with Tom Brady because you're so passionate, even before this last week or so, so passionately against Tom Brady. And specifically, when he compares himself there to Gretzky and to Jordan, it is out of character for him, but I'm giving him credit because it's an honest take. You have often said, I'm going to use your quote back into your face, the truth is never mean. He's not wrong. He's Gretzky. He's Jordan. Those teams, including your team, screwed up. I have no problem with that comparison from Brady yesterday.
So he's not wrong, including himself in the great ones debate, the greatest of all time. Jordan, Gretzky, 100%
yep,
deserves to be in there. Where he's wrong is he just proved why he connected so well with so many Patriots fans over the years. He thinks like them. Ooh, big name player available, got to go get him. Yeah, he's 42 and probably just about done. Doesn't matter, he was great once. Go get, like, that's that fantasy football waiver wire mentality. I mean, I'm sure you get it. You're doing a night show, and so-and-so is on the trade block.
Get the trade book out. The Glenn Elway trade book.
Go get him.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you got to go get him. Well, that's not really how real sports work, right? I had to hear Scott Pioli tell me for like 10 years in New England, we're not collecting talent, we're building a team, right?
Sure. Yeah.
So you can just collect talent. You've heard the name before. He's great. He's got an all-star this. He's a MVP that. Is it idiotic to think some teams had some either trepidation that Brady was getting old, like this one, Bill Belichick, or said, well, do I really want to trade, you know, 2 years of Tom Brady for, let's say, the Chargers, Justin Herbert? Or am I building something special for the next 10, 12, 15 years with Justin Herbert? He says it in a vacuum, just like, you know, prime of his career, Tom Brady was available and people had the audacity to turn him down. No. Late career, Tom Brady was available, coming off a really pretty poor final stretch of the season, right? Got laughed off the, what did he do? I believe he threw a
pick six
pick
to
six,
Logan Ryan, his old teammate. Yep,
thing.
That's fair. Yeah,
like, there were reasons to believe it might not be. And if you're, you know, an old football guy that says, you know, it takes a while for people to come in and get acclimated to assist, like, I think there was a reason to maybe not go kooky, akabaluka, gaga, whatever you want to call it, over Tom Brady, right?
Well,
now in hindsight,
looking back,
he
at the
went to a super
like,
team. If you, he went to a 5,000-yard passing attack, turned it over a little bit less, although like, not that
super team did make the playoffs the year before. Okay,
did they
so
throw
stop,
for 5,000 yards?
That. They did. They didn't make the playoffs.
Did they
so
throw,
now you're,
I'm just
now
asking,
you're a stat guy.
So they took
stat
a winner.
Stat guy Andy Hart now hates stats.
So they
now
took a winner.
Stats.
So they no. What's I hate it? Fake stats.
Okay, well,
5,000 yards.
Fake
is 5,000 yards.
Are passing yards versus winning.
5,000 yards.
Were they a playoff team?
So they took one of the great winners of all time and added him to an historic offense. Because you go down the list of people who have thrown for 5,000 yards, correct?
Who I don't it? Know. You tell me.
Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Patrick Mahomes, and Jameis Winston, maybe. I mean, it's all great.
It's only four
years.
Guys?
It's a short list of greatness and then Winston.
What about his interception percentage? Like, was that the highest in the history
the
of NFL?
I mean, you were joining a team that had all the makings to make a lot of plays. So we don't need to go down that road.
Hold on, real quick. If I put him in Tennessee instead of Ryan Tannehill, isn't that a Super Bowl team?
I don't know. I'm not so sure.
There are teams around the league, not all of them, but there are teams that would have vastly been improved.
Because when Brady turned it over twice and gave it to the Packers, didn't his defense step up?
Defense played great.
Would the Tennessee defense have stepped up in the same situation?
They're also 7-5 on a great run down the stretch.
Would the Tennessee defense have stepped up in the same situation?
I don't know. But I think there are teams that I feel like if Brady were there, would have improved their quarterbacks. Now, you use the
Chargers. No, they would have. But would they have won? Is it a slam dunk, no questions asked? You know who used the mentality Michael Jordan's available? Didn't the Wizards use that mentality? How'd that work out for them?
I'm sure they'd say from a revenue standpoint, it worked out excellent.
Did they win?
They did not.
So it when
but if you were the
so Yankees, back, for example, the Yankees
would
feel
the Bulls
like,
been better to hold on to Michael Jordan? Yes.
Okay. 100%.
Much like the Patriots.
But
like
would every team been better if they acquired Michael Jordan when he becomes available? Like, or is there like planning involved? You're a certain team. Like you're building something special in Detroit or whatever some of the yeah, teams of the
it's
time.
Special in Detroit.
No. I mean back then when you had Chauncey Billups and Ben Wallace and you're building something. You're like, I don't know if he really fits here. He's going to change. I just the way he says it is fantasy football-esque. The name Tom Brady was available. 32 NFL teams should have been just lining up and bowing down at the altar. His ego is out of control.
But it's
that's
also,
the one thing we've learned classic. When he left Bill Belichick, who kept him in check. Kept him in check.
See what he did there.
His ego was out of control. He pretended for years he was, aw, shucks, not that great. Oh, my God, the ego on this guy.
Yeah, that's right.
Bill has a bigger ego than Tom.
No chance.
I can't say no chance.
Cam Newton. I don't know.
I can win with somebody not named Tom Brady.
Publicly, the far bigger ego is on Tom Brady.
Okay, how about
he thinks LeBron James would be better if LeBron James just listened to him and ate his TB12 supplements, right? Imagine how good LeBron James would be and how long he could. Well, he's really good, and he's played a long time.
36 years old, yeah.
So I don't know what you're talking about. His ego is run amok.
Yeah, in his words, if you're going to take his post-championship words, you can say that. The actions of the ego of Bill Belichick seem bigger to me that you have. And I think that's who he's mostly speaking to in that clip. I know he's doing a very classic Brady thing, which is use other teams as motivation to pump himself up, which all great athletes do. Pedro did it. Brady does, et cetera.
Newton did it last year.
Absolutely.
Remember when Newton said, that team passed on me? That team?
This team in town should have passed on you. They didn't.
Yeah,
he's there. So I thought the biggest shot he was taking there was at Bill. Like when he says people aren't that smart. You had Gretzky. You had Jordan. You wanted to move on.
That team passed on me.
Thank you, Cam.
That motivation
That was Bill. Bill moved on from Gretzky and Jordan because he frayed the relationship to a point where that thick cord was like a small little piece of floss. It broke and Brady wanted to play elsewhere.
So now you're getting back to the Jerry Krause argument. Like the Bulls never won again. The Patriots are never going to win again.
We don't know yet. But I mean,
the curse of the Tom Brady departure.
I think that Bill is smarter than Jerry Krause. And obviously they boomed on from Phil Jackson after that. So at least for now, Bill still being here is insulation from that. But I mean, yeah, I think we could look back at it and say you could have had Brady for two or now three more years.
Or maybe Mac Jones is an all future all pro Hall of Fame quarterback. It's all about the Mac sauce, baby.
Can we play the other one, the mentor cut? Because I'm curious if Andy feels it. We'll get to your phone calls here in a second. But I felt like this was not as surprising. Because you're right. It's surprising to hear Brady after 8 years of deflecting this kind of questions from Rodney Harrison and Michael Strahan. I'm not the best. I'm not the GOAT. I hate that. He basically confirmed it this week.
Yes.
So that's a change. This one, I thought, was sort of in line with things he's done in the past from Salem State and Jim Gray to other little shots here and there. I thought this was a shot at Bill Belichick. We'll see if Andy listens to it the same way.
I've had so many people that have helped me. Again, mentors, supporters that, you know, naturally you want to support others. And you want to see other people be the best.
Who are your mentors?
My first was my dad. You know, he was the one that was looked after me, was the guy that just was always in my corner teaching me how to treat people, teaching me how to be a good teammate, how to be a good son. You know, when I think specifically about certain things, let's say throwing a football, I learned from Tom Martinez when I was 14 years old. God rest his soul. He was a great mentor in my life, taught me how to throw a spiral. College, great mentors, Coach Carr. I had some great quarterbacks who I'd consider mentors, Brian Griese. Professionally, then I go on and I play under Bill Belichick. Greg Harden was a great mentor in college. He was our sports psychologist for our team.
So he
mentioned Bill. He played under him.
Okay.
Is that the equivalent of when they call for a recommendation and all you're supposed to say is, I can confirm he once worked here, and then you hang up because you're not allowed to say bad things?
That's how I heard it, right?
Yeah, it's a little weird. It is a little
weird. But
it's
not that weird because I think there's been a tension between these guys. Now, Tangway, the direct quote from Tangway was today, they hate each other right now. I don't know if it's a hate, but Brady still looks at Bill as the guy. He's the reason why he's not here. The Crafts wanted him here. He wanted to stay here. It didn't work. And he still blames Bill, and he's going to take every opportunity he can. When you win a Super Bowl, it's the ultimate opportunity to stand on that pedestal. And I think it's not a hate, but it's a dislike of how it ended. He's still wearing that, and he's getting a chance to, one more time before the season starts, slapping in Bill's face.
Correct. There's definitely a tension there. I think this is going to play out a lot like we watched over the years with Parcells and Belichick. Remember the old, you know, Cold War between them?
Yeah.
You know, that they played at Gillette. I remember ESPN doing these, like,
the zoom
videos
in.
Of, like, they're not near each other, but, like, getting them in the same frame kind of thing and creating this air
didn't
of rivalry.
Didn't they have an icy cold handshake?
They did.
That day, too? Yeah.
And then afterwards, it started. Then, in, like, Bill wouldn't talk. Bill Belichick wouldn't really talk about Parcells. Like, if you asked mentorship-type questions, he would kind of gloss over it. And then at some point, it started to thaw out a little bit.
Who did it take? Who was the guy who got them together? I'm forgetting now, but they did that.
They did the NFL Films thing with Kenny Rogers,
ESPN.
Right? It wasn't ESPN. I thought it was NFL Films.
I thought it was an ESPN production.
But yes, they did that.
And somebody gets credit on a... No, was it Mangini? Might have been Mangini or Pioli on the golf course. Someone will text in the answer.
Could be Pioli. I mean, that's Parcells'
son-in-law. Who got Parcells and Belichick. They joked on a golf course somewhere, and that was like the thawing out point. But it took...
It took a long time, but now
after
fine.
Bill was done coaching.
And now Belichick will talk about Parcells, laud him. And I think you're going to see the exact same thing with Brady and Belichick. They're competing right now. There's egos at hand. There's current competition at hand. And then I think it'll thaw. And then I think you're going to get great stories. And you're going to get great. Because Brady, whether he wants to admit it or not, was created in part as an NFL great and GOAT by Belichick. So much of what he does and believes in...
And by the way, vice versa. Is Belichick's greatness is tied to Brady playing well.
Greg Hardin was a great mentor.
Oh, Greg Hardin gets a lot of credit.
But I'm talking the guy that the Bucks accepted, the guy, the leader, the guy who Bruce Arians will tell you taught that team how to win, that guy was molded in that form, not the actual throw or this or that, by Belichick. He created that mentality, that work ethic, that nature. So I think it'll thaw, but right now, there's tension,
all right.
And I enjoy it.
You guys want to react to this? We got a full phone, 617-779-7937, the phone number. Like, hate, somewhere in the middle, the new Tom Brady. And I want to get to a bigger picture Patriots question that Andy Hart, to his credit, surfaced on the Off Day podcast, which you should listen to.
Always.
Unless if they're doing trade talk, because the trade proposals...
Whoa, nobody on the Off Day podcast had anything to do with the trade.
That's not what I was told.
It says by WEEI, that could be anybody.
It's a little insider.
That could be you, could be Tyler.
I'm giving you credit. It was a good discussion you had about the Patriots the upcoming season. We'll get to that in your Brady calls next on OMF.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Friday, everybody. OMF, the boys are off. Mutt and Hart hanging out until 6. Red Sox and Yankees tonight. We'll get to the big Sox comeback win. Tyler Devitt, our producer, was there last night. Did you leave there in the rain delay? You probably did. Probably never left. Came back.
55 minutes, not a soul left.
How about that? All right, so we're going to break down
awesome.
Of the game last night. A big Red Sox win about an hour from now. We'll talk to you guys here at 617-779-7937. We have I'll give Andy Hart credit. An interesting Patriots question you surfaced this week that I want to talk about on the show. After I get this, here's the issue.
I don't know what you just did.
Keith takes the mouse over there, and then
I hope you didn't make all those calls disappear you made the call screener disappear on my screen.
I think I might have just closed it out. Might need your help in here, Tyler. Is it WEEI Studio? I don't know.
By the way, we achieved organically what one of the hosts of this show usually leads people into. Load them up.
I did. I because
they just came.
It's a great topic. I mean, I
now
feel
you
like
you just deleted them all somehow.
Now, thank you, Glenn. I think I screwed something up by trying to get the mouse. It's my, and it's my fault because
aren't you a full time host?
Keith sits. Well, that's the problem. Keith sits there during the show where you're sitting. Hello, Twitch. And then you have to go get the...
Steve, Phil, Bobby, they're still there.
You know,
there.
When Ordway goes to Popeye's, they say, what can we get you, sir? He just goes, load them up.
But Steve is in the truck, leads us off today on OMF. No O, no M, no F. It's Mutt and Hart hanging out. What's up, Steve?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hi, Steve.
Gary, I don't want to be mean. I'm Gary, I'm sorry. Andy, I don't want to be mean to you, but, you know, to say that Brady, I mean, is being nauseated. You know, you say things that are nauseating, too. And I have to tell you something. Do you think Bill Belichick would be making the money he's making today if it wasn't for Tom Brady? Because I don't care if you had Peyton Manning or if you had Aaron Rodgers or Drew Brees. Maybe. They would have never stuck it out with him because it always demanded Brady take not a pay cut per se, but do what's best for the team. I don't think any of those guys would have done that. And I personally think he earned the right to throw a few shots across the bow of Belichick. I really do.
Well, he's big boy. He can throw shots, but it's just counter to everything he built over two decades. Well, I believe he once said, I always try to be positive and I try not to say negative things. Like, it's just fraudulent. Brilliant. Like, I'm fine with it. He also told us recently that he only tells us what he actually thinks 10% of the time. So that would tend to lead me to believe that 90% of the time he's fraudulent.
No, I don't think it's 90%. I understand what he said, but, you know, it makes me laugh because people said the same thing about Ted Williams in his town. I witnessed Ted Williams playing.
They did? I believe you.
Yes. He used to give the finger to the people out in the field because of the way he treated them. I'm telling you.
I don't think, Steve, I'm not sure Brady ever did that. I think what he's doing now is if he doesn't win, he does none of this. Without
Correct.
The Super Bowl victory, this Brady, even if he got to a Super Bowl and lost to Mahomes, he'd be doing none of this, but winning the ultimate scoreboard, as we always talk about, like that allows him to flex a little bit.
I would say 90% of what I say is probably not what I'm thinking.
Oh, interesting. Weird. Sounds like a fraud to me.
It sounds like very, very
an
calculated.
Admitted fraud.
And listen, you're right. That doesn't come. That quote does not sound great. But I'll say this. One of the reasons why, if you're Brady, you don't do that anymore was a simple thing he said here when he told the fans to go get lubed up before a big Monday night game,
yes.
or Sunday night game. And it got turned into Tom Brady apologizing for suggesting adults may have an alcoholic beverage before a game. Like
weird. When people tailgate?
When everything you say is taken into a headline. And over the last 18, especially when he was here, the last 18, 24 months here, everything he did from Trump to Belichick, it didn't matter. It became a headline locally and nationally. I might be a little bit more reserved too. It doesn't make that quote any better. But I do sort of get it based on the way the media took what he had to say over the years and made it into something else.
Well, I will. There was one weird. I'm not a PR expert or a marketing expert, whatever. But hasn't there been a weird when he was calculated with what he said, when he was careful with what he said, I feel like everything he said was blown up into a headline. And now that he's in Tampa, he's not careful. He's far more open and maybe honest, depending on the 90-10 split. And it's like it's not as big a deal. Like, remember when he had he subtweeted a Barstool tweet that was about doing certain things with your spouse that are whatever?
Yes.
Kind of fetish-ish?
Yes, very sexual.
Wasn't
tweet.
A big deal.
No.
And, like, some of the things he said to Howard Stern weren't really a big deal. People aggregated them and blogged them, but they didn't, like, blow up. I feel like the more he's loosened up, the less people have freaked out over everything he says.
Every guy's penis looks the exact same. So,
right? Like he's like, right?
I've never heard that before.
Excuse me.
I've never heard that cut before. I don't even know what was the context
was
of Brady's song.
That was on Howard Stern.
Oh, yeah, was it?
About? I believe it was about Gronk.
Correct.
What kind of penis does Gronk have? And he said like about what you'd expect or something.
Easy political correct answer.
Stern was weird because like the first part of the interview, they had to go to a different line didn't work or something.
Jeter's Wi-Fi sucked.
I forget a lot of the interview, but I think
is the real Tom Brady?
Well, you
I think we're getting closer. By
you've
the way,
heard,
I think the Barstool tweet is closer to the real Tom Brady. No, I think the package guy was fraudulent.
The guy going to the Derby, the guy throwing footballs, like betting Amendola and Welker, they couldn't throw a football to some certain.
Yeah.
And I think a lot
he's
of
he's competitive. He's immature at times, like probably perverted, and I mean that in a way like
a guy's
a lot of men are perverted, yes. Kind of. I think that's the real Brady. We just didn't see that for the longest time. I think we saw flashes of it early when he was chugging beers and Tara Reid and her fake boobs were dancing on the tables. And then it became packaged and
but don't you think he took cues from Belichick on that? Because Bill wanted the team to be a certain way. And now with Bruce Arian, no risk it, no biscuit, drink in the parking lot guy.
But you didn't have to.
It's a little bit more loose.
Did Gronk change who he was? I think Gronk was open when he was here. Like, you felt the personality. He didn't hide a lot.
Gronk's different, though. Gronk is definitely sensitive. Gronk had that press conference, the motocross thing with the helmet on. Like, he was going to stomp and walk away when they're going to trade him to Detroit.
Wouldn't you?
So he's had a weird stretch there.
But my point is,
have passion in my life.
He never squashed.
He is going to be a good actor, I promise.
He didn't package his personality. His personality was here. He was Gronk.
Mike wants to talk. Hey, what's up, Mike?
Mike!
Yes, good afternoon, guys.
Hi, Mike. How you doing? What's up, pal?
What's up?
Nothing. Well, you know, my hat's off to Brady. He got the ring, so he could say all he wants, but I think he should check his ego, because what everyone is not saying is that, you know, given that he's getting all the promotion, all the heights, all the fame, but, you know, hats off to the defense, because if it wasn't for the defense, JPP and Adama and supporting cast, you know, I think they would have been trading shots, him and Mahomes. So, I mean, and then he walked into the perfect storm with the COVID. So, I mean, this year is going to be the year of truth to see if he's really, you know, that exceptional that he thinks he is with his ego.
Okay. Mike, you don't think he is. You think he has more to prove?
Yes, he has more to prove.
He walked
into the perfect storm. You know, it's kind of like LeBron winning the championship last year. But clearly you see this year with, you know, relaxed COVID protocols, what happened? You know,
what does that mean? What do you mean relaxed?
It was a sham of a season. I've heard Keith say it. Keith said all titles were shams this year. Shams, I tell you.
Mike, what does he have to prove? He's the greatest winning athlete in the history of sports.
Sort of. Bill Russell.
He is. He won the ring.
He has more to prove.
There's no one that has it.
He has more to prove, though.
I think he has more to prove this year, because last year was a sham of a season.
Sham. See, well, told okay. you, sham of a season.
Thank you, Mike, for the call, because I need a good laugh on
Brady's
a
Brady's proven nothing.
The bubble,
nothing.
The bubble, kind of sort of a sham. Baseball, 60 games, sham. The NFL played. Some guys opted out.
It was a sham. The Patriots had to get flown into a city day of on separate planes. It was a sham of a season. He's proven nothing since he left New England.
There's a lot of people.
Great call, Mike.
See, it's interesting. The people texting are very anti-Andy Hart today.
I noticed that.
Who is this D with Mutt interrupting D?
He's D-man.
Someone change Hart's diaper. Give him his binky. You're whining like a jealous ex. Move on. You're angry little Brady hating troll, aren't you? Meanwhile, the calls.
A troll? That's not a.
Calls don't like me. Phil in Maine. Hi, Phil.
Philip.
Hey, guys, I appreciate you taking the call. You said load them up. I'm wondering what the hell you guys are loaded on. This is actually crazy. Like, how many times did Tom Brady renegotiate his contract through his tenure with the Patriots so they could sign better players so they could win? But yet somehow we're saying that this guy's ego needs to be checked and he's out of place. He went last year and you turn around and he talked about it, how people are saying, well, they want certain teams wanted to move on and they just didn't have confidence in me as a player. And he goes and he wins number 7. Okay, with a new team, a new offense, all of it. Well, meanwhile, we've got a guy that says, oh, I'm one of the best 32 quarterbacks in the league, Cam Newton. And this guy sucks. I mean, Flano sucks, and nobody is calling him out. Not one person. Oh, he's a great interviewer. He's a great guy. Yes, he is a great guy. He sucks as a quarterback.
And everybody's calling him out. Everybody's calling him out, Phil.
We said that for a year, Phil.
He stinks. People started calling for his job in October, November of last year.
I like this call. But Phil, I don't like Cam Newton. He can't quarterback. I hope Mac Jones starts. Cam can't throw the ball. It's pretty obvious.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. I totally agree with you. We have to have that because we can't have Cam Newton run it back again. I don't care how good he is. But, I mean, it just kills me
that we sit here and we, like that last caller said, Tom Brady still has something to prove. What the hell else does he have to prove to anybody?
I mean, literally. And I appreciate the call. It's the most ridiculous call we will take on the station all summer.
I thought it was good.
No, not Phil. The caller saying
yeah,
that.
No. Brady's got something to prove.
Brady's, what is he?
He won in a sham season with a super team and a 5,000-yard offense. Show me you can do something in a real year.
Okay, so we'll get to all your Brady stuff throughout the course of the day.
Did he say Brady didn't have an ego?
He said why?
By the way, every time he renegotiated.
Don't ask me, you heard the call.
Every time he renegotiated, he got something out of the deal. He got more money guaranteed up front. Like, he never, this idea that he gave them back money or something. Did he take less?
Nope.
Sure.
But he got
like,
money
up front.
Like,
he could have pulled for more.
Yeah.
But when he renegotiated or did certain things, he always benefited.
Yeah, I don't say that.
The charity that is Tom Brady.
I think he has to have an ego to be as good as he is. Yes. Guys that are that good, the top of their profession, they all are a little bit different. They're built differently. And at this point, like, to go to Tampa year one and win and watch the Patriots flail to 9-7, I'm sure that would inflate anybody's ego, including Tom Brady's, by the way, to see.
I am the fire.
Right. I have success, and Bill is still scrambling at quarterback. But Tom Brady's not going to be here next year. Plenty of people are. And you guys surfaced, an interesting topic this week on the Off Day podcast. On this year's Patriots team specifically, not on Tom Brady. We'll get to all the Brady stuff throughout the course of the day. And that was, and maybe you want to define this for me, the breakout star looming for your 2021 Patriots. Is everyone eligible? Or, I mean, what guys would you consider already stars? Like, I would think...
Well, Gilmore's not eligible. How could he break out? He's a defensive player of the year.
Is Matthew Judon considered a star already because a big-name ticket free agent?
I think he could break out. I think it's unlikely because the change in his level of play would have to be dramatic. He's a guy that I think his career high is 9 sacks. If he came out and had 15 sacks or something,
okay, 19,
yeah,
okay.
Defensive player of the year, and you're like, oh, that's a breakout year. I don't care that he's making $50 million and was a 2-time Pro Bowler. He broke out. He took it to the next level. So I think virtually everyone, I would even say, throw Cam Newton in there if you think he has a shot in hell of getting back.
He's been a star before.
But it's been so long ago. I would give him comeback player of the year, breakout star, whatever you. He was so bad last year. I think he could win any award. He's eligible because we forget.
Well, again, comeback player of the year, yes, but not breakout. He's already been an MVP.
Well, can you break out from sucking?
Yeah, but
okay, because he sucked last year.
When you've already been an MVP. Okay. And then you suck, you come back.
But most Patriots are eligible, including newcomers, on big contracts, and that could lead you down the road of my answer.
Okay, so who was your breakout star that you targeted as your number one guy on the Off Day podcast, available on the Odyssey app?
And I think he must. I think it's a prerequisite to the Patriots winning this year. Tight end from the Tennessee Titans, Jonnu Smith. He is tied for the third highest paid tight end in football. His career high is 41 catches, I believe, or 43. It's 40 catches,
in the
basically,
40s.
For 400 yards. If he does that, he's not earning his paycheck. I think they paid him because they believe his run-after-catch ability, his move ability, that he can be way more than what he's ever been. So Jonnu Smith will break out. He will be a playmaking star with Mac Jones.
Have you put the numbers attached to it? Lock it up, yes.
Lock it up!
What would the numbers be that, I mean, it's got over
75.
Catches?
75 catches, knocking on the door of 1,000 yards, double-digit touchdowns.
And I like that you took Jonnu Smith rather than Hunter Henry. If we polled 100 Patriot fans, I think 80 of them would pick Hunter Henry to be the more productive, likely to be breakout star of the tight ends. And you're in that minority part, which I like. And he's at least athletic enough to do it, and he's never done it before.
Never.
And that salary sticks out. Tied for the third highest tight end in the National Football League. I guess he's top 10 technically. If you look at the ESPN list, I think both guys in the top 10, like 3-7 or 3-8, whatever it was. But he's under the radar compared to Hunter Henry and Nelson Agholor. I think most people would say if you pick the receiving star, he'd be no better than third.
Probably.
No better than third.
Probably, but I think he has the most upside of the group, and I think he has the best chance to live up to it. Because I think Hunter Henry has never really had a great season either. His career high is
like
600 yards.
Same injury problems that
Jonnu
Smith has had.
Like, so if Hunter Henry had a Gronk-like season, if Hunter Henry gets north of double-digit touchdowns, 12, 14 touchdowns, he's up. He would be a candidate for a breakout star because he's never been that Pro Bowl talent, that truly elite talent. I just don't think he's going to do it. I think Hunter Henry is like chicken parm. It's your fallback. You're on a menu and you're not sure. Crazy
chicken
restaurant.
Parm.
You get it because you like it, right? You know you like chicken parm. Most places have an okay chicken parm.
Okay.
You don't get the daily special. Is that a pan-seared salmon with an aioli sauce? Nope. I'll have the chicken parm, please, because I know what I'm going to get.
See, and my guy, and I just, this has been months I've thought about this guy, and I've not wavered. I think Damian Harris is going to have a humongous year.
Okay, number it. You made me number it. You number it.
1,200 yards plus rushing.
Okay.
On the ground.
That's a good breakout.
Eight or more touchdowns on the ground. Your lead back, whether Sony Michel is here or not, Damian Harris ends up being their lead back, and a couple of reasons stand out. One, we spent a lot of time, myself included, I'm guilty as charged, talking about the negatives of this Patriots team. They're not going to be that good. They're going to be like 8-9, somewhere in there. The quarterback stinks. They need Gilmore, big beer for Bill, all that stuff. And that'll continue. But their offensive line is really, really good. When they start looking at the interior of that, the two guards there, they should be able to set the tone in most of their games. And so that's the first part, is they have a really good offensive line.
I also like that you set it at 1,200, because he would be their first 1,000-yard rusher since Garrett Blunt.
1,000 yards is not 1,000 yards.
Especially in 17 games.
No, you get an extra
now game. You got 17 games, you get 1,000 yards. Woo! Whoop-dee-ding-dang-do. But 1,200 plus.
Eight touchdowns.
4.5 yards a carry,
yep.
Eight touchdowns. Also means he stayed healthy, which he hasn't been able to do the first 2 years of his career.
And I think he's not. It's interdependent of.
Did you focus on interior offensive line play?
Well, there's a good offensive line.
That might fly
it's
at night,
strength.
But we're in drive time. Can we step it up
it's
a little bit
strength.
Here?
Number two is
can
that.
Sexy this?
No matter who the quarterback is, whether Bill defaults to Cam or my guy Mac is the guy, Damian Harris is going to be in the mix. Either you're a running team with Cam and he's going to have all these opportunities to run,
mm-hmm.
or Mac Jones is going to be a good thrower and teams are worried about Mac being the great quarterback and it's easier for Damian Harris to get those yards. Either quarterback sets up Damian Harris to be an absolute stud. What do you want, Garber?
Because I agree with your point, Mutt, just to kind of back it up.
Thanks. Ooh, he's backing you up because he feels like you're losing.
Who else do they have besides Damian Harris?
Sony Michel.
Who else do they have?
Sony Michel
Who
has
else
never
do they
run
have?
Better.
Ramondre Stevenson.
J.J. Taylor.
And James White.
Ramondre J.J. Taylor. Don't forget
this
little
is, J.J. This is the opportunity
little
for
J.J.?
Him to have a breakout
J.J.
season.
Little J.J. Has
Megan Ottolini loves J.J. Taylor.
What does she know about J.J. Taylor?
She's a big fan of his abilities.
He touched the ball like 7 times last year. Showed spark.
But he's a little speedster, a little scat back, a little water bug.
Careful.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. I feel like you were going down an offensive road there. But water I would
bug?
Argue
water
Sony Michel in a contract year...
Ugh.
Coming off the best month of his career. I would argue the end of last season was the best he's ever run.
Now
I don't feel strongly about this. I'm just providing
I was
a counterpoint
say,
to you.
I'd take your argument and give that up.
Okay, and I think if Bill bases on abilities, not on, hey, I can wear the hell out of Sony Michel in his last year of his contract, Damian Harris has proven he's a better back. When he's had the same opportunities Michel has had, he makes better plays than Sony Michel
He maximizes
does.
Runs, in my opinion, almost every time he
and
touches
he,
the ball.
He runs over guys.
Yep.
He's physical. He's fast. And guys like you were pointing out a couple of years ago in that stupid redshirt year for him.
Mm.
He was showing guys that year. You were drooling about the Damian Harris shirt off you saw down
yep.
there.
Yoked.
You get a chance to play. He is going to be a stud, whether it's the, in fantasy football, regular football, I don't care. He is going to be a bell cow back, one of the top 10 backs in the National Football
Ooh,
League.
Top 10 back now.
As it, well, 1,200 yards, eight Probably. Touchdowns will put you in that top 10 mix, right?
Probably, you're right. It just sounds like when you say that, top 10 running back, like they'd kill to have a top 10 quarterback.
They're not.
Or going, wide receiver.
They're not. Nope. None
Hell,
of that either.
I mean, tight end, they should have a top 10 tight end, as you said. One of the two.
If they don't, then we're talking
they got
about
a top 10
season.
Running back breakout season for Damian Harris. I like it. Ooh. I just think they're going to have to run the ball either way. You kind of made it a Cam Mac Jones thing. I think Damian Harris is going to be the centerpiece of the offense,
I
regardless
do too.
Of the quarterback.
It doesn't matter. He's not tied to, if this guy's the quarterback,
well, the
he's
going to
have a good year.
For your purposes, I would say that could actually hurt him if Cam Newton is the quarterback is...
Touchdowns.
Yeah, snaking his touchdowns on the goal line.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 12 rushing touchdowns. Well, it would have been anybody else.
Damian Harris could have had him too.
Should have been his. This hour of OMF brought to you by Window World of Boston. Call 1-800-NEXT-WIN or online at windowworldofboston.com. Your phone calls on this and Tom Brady coming up. This is OMF.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball
your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.